Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Welcome to our season 6, episode 18.
Broke your body.
Oh, that's hurtful.
He broke his body.
Half of me is laughing, and then half of me wants to cry.
He didn't use the body system. Body! Then he was like, and then he died.
Oh my god. Dawson, come on, man. That's insensitive. You fucking tool.
Oh, I love it.
Ash chaser.
You almost
turned inside out, and then he exploded.
Oh.
You almost couldn't see it. Okay.
I still take Chase's death more serious than Trini's. That is not even a joke.
Yes.
I cared more about Chase.
How can you not?
I cared more about a fictional character than a real person.
I can say that about, like, dozens of people. Like, for real.
Yeah, that's called the toku fandom.
Alright, so one-ups.
Finish Maitia.
I'm having one of those situations where I go on a trip and then nothing works the way I want it to.
So he's recording from an undisclosed location.
Next to a waterfall.
I'm recording from location X.
It's like
Foundation
X. Damn it.
So basically,
the joke was taken.
I'm at a casino with my family because that's all we do. We're just a bunch of gambling addicts, I think. Someone's coming in, so it's going to get really awkward. But
hello, person coming.
Earlier in the day,
I hope you come quickly.
The fire alarms went off.
Charles Carmichael.
And right after the fire alarms went off, the internet stopped working. But apparently, apparently it's only, apparently I'm dying.
Brian's getting that smoker's vice from gambling. He doesn't
probably,
even smoke.
There's enough of them down here.
I'm going to win at the slots.
So apparently
I didn't realize the slots gave you that.
The internet's only down, like, on the upper floor, so I had to come down to the first floor. I'm sitting in, like, this little cubby in front of the elevators and an exit door, but I'm right next to water fountains, and it's not bad. I'll live. And then issue two, I brought my old headset that I used to record with, because that's now my travel headset. And so I'm like, yay! And then I realized I never took the adapter out of my computer, so I can't use it. So I'm using the Apple headphones that came with my iPhone.
You're the worst, Brian. I want you to know that.
I am the worst, so.
You are just a giant piece of shit.
I'm in location X with my Apple headphones trying to record this podcast.
Location Y is that parking lot in the rainy place.
I don't want
location Z is that pool where Zygarde's boogers swim around.
Yes. The Zygarde booger Pokemon.
Hashtag Zucker.
Outside of that, not a whole lot's actually going on. I might have
What's
bought
going
things.
On?
I don't remember.
I thought you were like trying to be coy, like, I don't know, I'm not going to tell you, just like, I just forgot. Like, there was money missing from my account. It might be a memento situation.
I don't know what I've gotten between last podcast and this podcast. Probably some Transformers, because that's all I can find at the store anymore. Because fuck having the villain figures anywhere.
I found two more villain figures.
No, go suck a dick.
Well, you know,
mine.
that would be like my own since we're just the same person.
Exactly.
But
hashtag self dick sucking.
And it wasn't until after I bought them and left the store that I see like your tweet about like, I need villain figures. Anyone want to help me? Like, oh.
I never tweeted that.
I was pretty sure I saw you were like, I need help. If you would find villain figures.
Because George was talking to Tim, and then I just chimed in.
The fuck is Tim? Tiny Tim? Zach.
I don't know who Tim is, but...
Anyway.
And I was like, oh, I just left.
So I don't have those. There's a Meyer nearby. I'm going to go there.
Edger.
See if they got any toys. But anyway, I have no idea what we're doing this weekend because I'm gambling a lot. I'm up $500, so life's good. No one's happy for me. Fuck
no.
You guys.
No.
You know, I'm happy. I'm...
Do I have the money? No. Why should I be happy?
You should be happy for your friends.
I have coworkers.
I forgot we're coworkers. We're not friends.
Workplace proximity associates.
we're good enough coworkers that I flew down for your wedding, though.
Well, that's true. And you had a tea party with my child.
Yeah. Only the best of coworkers can do that.
Who wouldn't want to have a tea party with my child?
Me. Like, I would literally do anything else. Like, almost anything else.
That's what he said. He said he did say him.
So anyway.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
There we go. I don't really have much. Nothing much still happened. I got, like, the world's most awesome Willow shirt. But, like, that was it. Like, I haven't really bought it. I did get from AmiAmi's used, like, garage sale area. I found a Ryotaro's figure art. So all I need is Kintaro's finally after, like, 5 years of trying to track these Imogen down. Like, I've seen them on Mandarake a bunch, but they're always, like, just expensive enough that I don't want to buy them. But that's really it.
I have them.
Everything else is the same. Oh, I finished season one of Steven Universe today. That show... I know, I could tell you did because you heard that song that I heard today, which was the awesome Garnet moment, which Garnet is like the most awesome character ever. But that show got really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy how, like, heavy it can get. And, like, but it's still structured in, like, these 11-minute little cartoons. So, like, it'll just end, but, like, it's not like a typical cartoon where it's like, oh, you, cut to black, this one's like... And then everyone was sad. Boom. And then it's over. Like, it's, like, super heavy for, like, 7 out of the 11 minutes, and then it just ends. It's just really funny.
With a cute little star that zooms towards the middle of the screen.
So it's, like, they're part of using this format, but sometimes the show doesn't entirely fit that, because it does kind of get a bit serialized as it goes on. Like,
oh, yeah.
You gotta remember things, and it's all connected, and, like, now I understand, like, even more so why Garnet was so smiley when Steven fused with the girl whose name I get.
Connie's great.
I love that. That wasn't one of those heavy episodes when he fused with Connie. Like, that was some deep shit. Like, so that's a good show. It's a good episode. I liked it.
It's a great show. Like, I feel bad for not watching it earlier.
Yeah, me too. But I'm glad I get to watch it, like, all at once and don't have to worry about catching random airings. Because, like, whenever I see it on TV, I like, out of curiosity, check what they're airing. And they're, like, randomly smushed together, which is even worse for this type of show because so many of them flow into each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. But how far are you now, Brian?
I'm about 10 into season 2.
Oh, damn. You really sped ahead.
Last one I watched, I don't know
how I'm going to find time.
The last one I watched was Sworn to the Sword, I think. I didn't get there.
But, yeah, that's...
Now, Dawson, I understand you're into season 6 of Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, I'm only, like, 4 in, though.
Indeed.
Yeah, because I just got the DVDs. Or the Blu-rays.
Are you watching the originals as well, or...?
Yeah, I've watched it slower, though. Like, I'm only about halfway through.
Like, halfway through what? Like, season 1?
Yeah,
like halfway. Okay.
Because, like, there's no need to watch them concurrently, like Buffy and Angel, because after that Vampire Diaries 100th episode, like, nothing connects at all. Like, it almost seems like they're scared to mention the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
Like, it's kind of awkward, almost. Like, it's such a waste of the universe to they, like, never mention anything, and, like, when they
but
do...
But they forgot those awkward. Guys are there.
And, like, it's hard to remember because poor Rebecca and Elijah got daggered every 45 seconds. But, like, when Tyler showed up and Klaus was, like, explaining to him who Tyler was, I'm like, wasn't Elijah there at some point? Like, how does he not know Tyler is? And, like, when he was explaining to Haley that he was... Or when Elijah was explaining to Haley that Klaus was a hybrid, I'm like, she was part of the plan to desire all the hybrids. What is this? What is this fuckery? So that's kind
of
a...
What's a Draco?
Pretty much.
I think I have a bigger version of you. Oh, I forgot his name.
But that's
coughing.
That show's pretty good. I got to that scene you were telling me about where Klaus fought all of the vampires, and it was like probably the most badass fight scene in both shows so far.
Right?
It kicked ass.
Like you see it about to happen, and you get all revved up, which is like, oh, shit's about to go down. And then, like, he just fucking, like, rapes everyone.
It's pretty crazy.
Which I guess the only thing that would have made it better is if he actually would have raped everyone, but...
Classic Klaus.
That's just me.
I love that within the first episode of that show, someone gets daggered. It's like, come on. These poor fucking God. Guys. Poor Elijah. Oh, man.
He has the worst luck.
They spent 90% of their life sleeping.
Like, they really have. They're like 1,000 years old and spent most of that time.
They have, like, forced narcolepsy. What's funny is Klaus is the only one that's been awake the whole time, but I find it funny because they're the originals that they can do flashbacks from, like, literally any era.
Like, well, yeah, because they kept being just in and out of sleep. So, like, they can literally say they were awake at any point, and it's completely reasonable.
But, yeah, that's been fun. I'm still watching that. I should be finishing season 6 in a week or so, maybe 2. I don't know. I don't want it to end, because then I won't have new episodes to watch until weekly.
Then just watch something else. That's what you always do.
I know.
Shut up.
Same. The other shows won't even have a Caroline.
I know.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for my one-ups.
Well, you suck. let's see. Since the last time I was here for one-ups, I didn't do one-ups last week. I got my surprise next special future set thing. That icon, I quickly
spit on that.
There was a bug in my face. So I had to get rid of it.
I've been taking that icon around a lot of places with me because it's just fun.
I have 2, but I'm afraid of losing it. Yeah. So I just end up setting it down.
Right? And then...
Be a funny thing for somebody to find.
I pre-ordered the Star Wars figure arts.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
And, like, I managed to get a because I missed the first order trooper the first time. Because I fell asleep before activation, and then when I woke up, I was like, oh, look. I was like, oh, here's Obi-Wan, let me buy him, and Kylo Ren. And then, like, the next day, I just happened to be bored and refreshed, and I'm like, oh, look, more first order troopers. Click. Like, so that was lovely. And
are they just all bringers? Because, like, they're agents of the first.
Anyway, I got my Iron Man Mark 45 armor and Luke Skywalker figure arts. Those are fun. I like them. I like how 90% of the figures I get now are not Toku related.
We are filming right now. This is very unprofessional. No, you may not speak to Jackie Chan.
Most of the ones that are releasing now aren't Toku related. Like,
yeah,
it's a it's lot awesome. Of like Love Live and Star Wars, and then real people.
Like, yeah. You can buy figure arts of Bruce Lee. I'm waiting for the Bruce Lee figure art.
Waiting for figure arts Diggle. We'll just call SH Figgle Arts. I don't think that's pretty cool.
Oh my god.
Oh, look. I really hope they do Civil War.
Apparently,
figures.
Ultron is
not
a
Marvel,
May.
Like, history.
Ultron's a May web exclusive.
May? We're in May already?
I went to Tamashii because I was like, well, I'm talking to my Fae guys, let's go there. And the first thing on the page is Ultron, and I clicked on the Avengers
Lizard King.
that's one of the only reasons I want it. Like, one, I wanted to go with... Where's
SH Figuarts, Donna Noble / Nelly?
I wanted to go with my others, but I also want it because he's Robert California. He's Robot California.
They're afraid of him as Ultron Prime. But yes, he's...
Only a Prime can defeat the Fallen.
I'll wait for Ultron Magnus, thanks.
Alright, so moving along from that, let's see what else might have happened. I caught Niveltal in one Pokeball. That was the thing I felt accomplished about.
So did most people.
Well, fuck you, bitch.
Just saying.
Without a status condition and barely in the red?
Mm-hmm. Catch all my legendaries with a Pokeball because I'm from the streets.
Too. I am from the streets.
So I like to pretend I'm an anime.
Stop laughing at that.
Why are you laughing?
This ain't no game.
Why you breathe so hard? So I can live.
Live. Ultron's the only May figure announced so far.
Good, because guess what? It's September.
Right?
It's pretty much just May last week.
Yes. So the other day I was sitting at home.
Here we go.
With my chillin, and I said, "All right,
collard greens."
I don't eat green food. I'm not a bunny rabbit or Littlefoot. So what the fuck?
You've never seen that vine?
No, I took all my keys, my American keys, and I spread them out on the bed, put them all in order. And I sat Kaylee down and I said, okay, pick one. We're going to watch that on Netflix.
That's a very elaborate way of trying to pick what you want.
Like, instead of just pulling up the Netflix menu, which has pictures.
This was... Look, I didn't think about that. Besides, this was more fun and I got to put my keys in order and spread them out and be like, ooh, pretty keys. And so she picked Mystic Force.
Mystic Force?
Yeah.
No, not Mystic Falls, Mystic Force. So I was like, okay, so...
I'm already having withdrawals. Quit talking about the Vampire Diaries.
This is the first time I've related to Cordy.
So I put on Mystic Force, and the first episode comes on. Of course, it's a Power Rangers, so it's a two-parter. Watch the first part, and Kaylee's like, kind of feeling it, but not really. And, like, kind of wants to walk away. I'm like, no, it's two-parter. You have to watch the second part. So I put on Broken Spell Part 2. And by the end of that, she was like, all right, let's watch more. I'm into this. She's, like, freaking out. Like, we got through two more episodes, and she's, like, the greatest thing ever. She's all about Vita. Like,
you know that.
So... Last night, we're at my parents' house, and I went in the garage and I was digging through my morphers to find actually that one. But she comes in there. I was showing her some of the different ones, and she liked the SPD morpher and the Mystic morpher. I taught her how to do the little morph thing with it. That's all she's been doing now. She just plays with the little phone and transforms into a Power Ranger. And she's like, I am the pink one. She spins around.
She's like the end of In Space. I am the Yellow Ranger.
You can call me the Pink Ranger, honey.
And then she was showing my mother what last night what she does, and I said, show what the Pink Ranger does, and she spins around in a circle, and her ponytail almost knocked an entire cake off the counter. Like, I had to grab it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Those poor people.
Vita does have wind power.
Yeah. That's what she says. She spins and then she turns into a tornado.
But Vita has lesbian hair. She can't even pull that kind of stuff off. Her hair game is off point.
Right? But so that was funny. And I have one more story to tell that actually I meant to like a month ago, but I forgot. Yeah.
The segment #old news.
Old news. We have Do we have news, Dawson? Do we have news?
No.
All right. So this is actually, I put up kind of about it on Twitter, but I wanted to actually tell the story for those who don't follow me, just because I want to tell it. So I'm sitting at work, and like I do, and minding my own business, and because it was not like yet school time yet, my boss's grandson's there. Oh, because he comes with a 5-year-old kid, and all
is
he does.
When he's watching MNPR?
Yeah, like all he wants to do all day is just sit on the iPad and watch Netflix. Like, it's like Dawson, but as a kid. And so he comes.
So
on,
like Dawson.
Yes.
Yes. And so he comes on the side of the office where I'm at, and he's talking to his grandma, whatever, and they're saying something, and his grandma says, yeah, he's, but you want to go back and watch Power Rangers? And he's just like, and I'm looking at the computer and looking at him, and he just fucking screams out, it's not Power Rangers, it's VR. Like,
oh my God.
What the fuck? I don't know what's happening. I got stopped. I slowly turn around, and I'm like, what?
It's tokusatsu.
And like, I didn't say anything. I'm just thinking the what in my head. So I'm like, okay, there's no way. There's no way he's watching VR. Nobody would let this child watch VR Troopers just for his own sanity. So I turn around, I'm like, no. Then I had to go over there for something. So I go on the other side of the room. I hear noises. In fact, I thought I'd heard like VR Trooper sounds, but I'm like, I'm imagining it. There's no way this child's fucking watching VR Troopers. I go on the other side of the room, and do something. I turn and look at the iPad. There it fucking is. There's like Jeb's big dog face on the screen. So,
Jeb.
I decide to have fun with him, and I was like, I know that guy. He just looks at me like, no, not like the dog. The guy who makes the dog talk. I didn't have the heart to tell him the dog's been dead for a long time. Because
dog
lifespans. He's just looking at me like there's something wrong with me. And then over the next couple of days, this boy's sitting there, he's watching Samurai and MMPR. But every time he puts one on, right? At one point, he was watching Jungle Fury, so I was all right. He asked me, are they real?
Oh, no.
So, of course, I have to be a smartass about it. Because I can't just tell the kid yes or no. I have to go, well, like, what do you mean by real? I'm like, I mean, they're real people. I talked to them. I met them.
That's when you say Santa Claus doesn't exist. And then you just watch him melt
I'm like, I met them, but they're not actually Power Rangers. They can't, like, do that. But, they're, you know, they're real. They're as real as you are.
He seems pretty fake.
Like, it's there's no actual, they can't actually have robots and shit. Like, he's like, oh, okay.
Kid, I think you would know if, like, aliens were invading or
I don't care.
Robot armies were happening. I think you would know, kid.
Right. Every time he goes to watch it, though, he just starts jumping up and down and screaming like a maniac. Power Rangers Mega Force! Power Rangers Mega Force! Like, it's not even Megaforce, it's just some fucking samurai. Just screaming, Power Rangers Megaforce! Like, I think there's something wrong with
him. I think watching all these shows in this random chronological order has fucked his brain up.
Like, I'm completely, like, I'm scared at this point. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, he's spasming over there, like, freaking out because fucking Jaden's coming on. Like,
he's like, it's the beef!
That's Troy, Kevin, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I didn't know what was happening. I wanted to crawl under the desk and hide in case something bad happened and I get blamed for it. Right? Because it's not a secret over there. I'm like, everyone knows. Like, this is the idiot that went to California to go meet a Power Rangers convention. Like, so I'm like, I'm fucking getting out of this kid's way. I don't want no part of this. There's going to be a lawsuit. Something's going to happen. I'm not getting involved. But that shit was funny. I just love the fact that he had to, like, he couldn't just be calm about it. He had to fucking scream. It's not Power Rangers. Like, whoa. It is not that serious.
It's like the people that are watching Sentai and someone calls it Power Rangers.
Right? And of course, I'm just laughing. Like, I'm listening to it from the other room, and I'm just laughing at how awful it is. Like, Samurai. I hear Samurai, and I'm just like, oh, God, it's so bad. I'm sitting in my desk. Every time one of, like, the stupid monsters is talking, I'm like, oh, God. It's just, it's awful. It's all the writing. Oh, it was painful. But I made it through. I'm alive. I'm alive and well. I guess I'm not really well. I'm crazy.
Did
I'm
you finish Once Upon a Time yet? That wasn't meant to be funny. That was a serious question.
I don't think she was laughing. You just can't hear you.
That was odd timing, though.
It was, though.
It really was odd timing, yes. We got through the first half of season 4. We finished all the Frozen arc. And we're starting up the part with Cruella and Ursula and Maleficent.
So you finally got to the point where you could let it go?
Oh, no, we have not yet let it go. Just as Frozen people are gone. We'll never let it go, Ryan.
Okay.
But it was just – it was so funny because you're watching it and you're like, that's Anna. Like, it's just like watching the movie come to life. Like,
it was like perfect casting. And Peter and Olivia's daughter was pretty good as well.
I don't know what that means, but
– She was on Fringe.
Oh. Yeah. No, it was really weird because – which one was the creepy girl? She was young, the Snow Queen?
Juliet from Lost?
No,
Dairy Queen?
The young Snow Queen. That was like the fucking crazy chick from The Walking Dead.
Oh, from Walking Dead that tried to kill babies? Yeah, it's like no wonder she was going to be evil.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, it all makes sense now. Like, that's why she... That's why she loves zombies so much. Her sister's dead. Now she wants to kill everyone and turn them into zombies. Like, it was legit frightening. But yeah, so that's where we are. We're almost done that. We're probably going to start season 6 of The Vampire Diaries soon.
I'm ahead of you?
Well, yeah, you have the DVD.
Oh.
And I don't. Oh. So
I feel like Brian with Steven Universe.
Like, and plus we've been watching Once Upon a Time, so we ended up buying that one first, so yes. Because we couldn't handle not having Frozen in our lives.
Wait till you get to the dark bags under Emma's eyes arc. So evil. She's on the edge. Look how tired she looks. I mean, it did end up sort of amounting to something at the very end, but still, it was pretty funny. Like,
and before I move on, though, I do want to complain to Brian. I have two complaints. Oh, actually, it's the same complaint, just in two parts. I've been listening to the past couple of weeks' podcast, and now Brian normally tells me things like, I don't edit you out. But Brian and I have found where you have edited me out twice.
What parts?
2 weeks ago, at the end, when I sat there and I said, oh, I made it through to the end. Fuck you guys. I then proceeded to go on like a 30-second or so rant where I just proceeded to curse everyone out individually by name because I thought it was funny. Apparently, Brian didn't think it was that funny. Just left that on the cutting room floor. It wasn't even in the bloopers. I started mentioning as many listeners as I could think of by name, just because I was bored. And then Dawson just walks back into it. And then last week,
was this that one that they tweeted us about where they're like, there's a gap between something?
Oh, I don't know. When I started the superhero time, the little Porky Pig sound, I think it went on for about 45 seconds.
Thank God you edited that shit.
Because I don't breathe. And Brian, like, cut it out. Just cut out the middle of it.
You did it really long the previous week. And so, like, a couple of jokes were made about it. So I thought it would be funny if I put, like, a long transition in there to make it seem like you just went on for days.
I always do it really long.
Yeah.
Giggity. But, yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that I noticed the things that you do to me in the recording. And I was unhappy with being edited out. I appreciated my rant. I thought our listeners would have appreciated our rant, especially because the first person I made sure to tell off was I think it was Jeff.
Was it?
It was either Jeff or Kiefer.
I thought it was Kiefer first.
I just know Jeff's always the one making comments about me going to sleep. Remember the days when Kevin was awake? Yeah, fuck you, Jeff. It was pretty much
George made those comments too.
Yeah. I think George was like 3 or 4. It was like George and Chris and Kiefer.
I thought he was older than that. Oh.
You're not.
Nah, me this many. You can't even see me. So that, I don't know.
This is the Rugrats reboot. This is happening.
The Rugvengers.
It's a dark and gritty reboot.
Baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do.
It's like Tommy Pickles just had a cigar in his mouth. Like
exactly. Instead of the trusty screwdriver, it's an actual screwdriver, the drink. And he just tossed it in his parents' face.
Let us out.
The podcast is actually just now Riders, Rangers, and Rugrats.
Perfect. Except we got rid of the wrong part of the podcast. The rambles are the part that just stay.
I couldn't think of another R, so I just swapped it.
I feel like George saying I'm this many is like another version of Dawson's Death Cast from last week.
What did I call that again? I forgot.
I just listened to it, and I can't even remember.
I did, too.
The idea is funny, though. Damn. I wish I could insult more minorities.
I don't know, but riffromercials made me die when
it's
I
listened. It's going to be a thing.
I was tearing.
This isn't an infomercial. But I saw a commercial earlier for baby food that it's like putting in a Capri Sun pouch. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I kinda want it. Like it seems so convenient. It's like Go-Gurt but with pudding. No. I want Go-Gurt but with pudding. Hashtag Brogurt.
I feel like you went off the deep end a long time ago.
Oh. I can't even swim.
Well, for those who aren't aware, we've just spent about 30 minutes going on about absolutely nothing.
Still better than the ninja.
And then George still has not done one-ups yet.
I don't really have that much to say anyway. I don't care.
Say something. Well then, I'll talk about how.
To be fair, when Aerosol did have a one up, it was like epic. Like, well, you know, a guy lit himself on fire and attacked old ladies this week. Whatever. It's like just another Wednesday.
I miss those stories.
Right,
those are the best.
Tuesday.
I found the bones and curio villains. I now have 4 villain figures, Brian. How many do you have?
0, but I'll bet I'll get all 5 before you.
Really, Justin? What Probably. Instruments do you play? I watched Leslie's house today.
What's the other one I need, Brian?
Brian Daniquitz.
Wrench?
Oh, I got wrench.
Oh. You forget Brian Daniquitz when you don't
Ice
see
Age?
Him. He's like the silence with less stakes.
Ice Age, that's
it.
It's Ice Monster on the packaging.
That's weird.
I've never even seen him in anything else.
There's two different conversations
at once.
Talking about Brian Daniquitz. Like, seriously, whenever season 2 comes on, he's there, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Forgot about that guy. Leaves the room. What, there was a guy here? Yeah.
It was in your butt.
And the Andy and Ann used to date. Classic.
Oh my god.
I like how they even referenced that. You know that you and I used to date.
I did it in your
he
butt.
Was so, he was so obsessed with her too.
Yep.
Hashtag like, cakes. Oh, I miss that show. I miss all the shows.
Me too.
I miss my
pants. Raising Parks and Rec. Just,
So how about those news?
Whoa.
What?
That was it. There is no.
I don't know.
The news is that Ultron's a May exclusive figure. There we go.
We had the news already in Kevin's one ups.
Oh, yeah.
It was about 30 seconds long.
I need like 2 seconds for one ups because my whole entire week has been my mom and I watching The Blacklist. And it's the best shit ever.
Speaking of the fucking Lizard King.
It's just now, Robert California, but bald.
Now, is it possible to? What if is there a whitelist to go with the blacklist? Or because I prefer white to black.
It's the blacklist. It's hardcore and emo. It's like the dark gritty reboot of like
the list.
Rugrats.
Schindler's List. That's the worst thing I've ever said.
I need a dark gritty reboot of my life.
The question really is why am I the only one on the show that's watched New Girl? Because that show is hilarious. There could be so many more references right now. I could have Schmidt jokes all the time.
I've seen like a couple episodes here and there. That's about it.
Because I don't have the ability to stop time and just digest all TV like you do.
You can watch it on when you're working, like with Parks and Rec. Remember when you were editing and you're like, what the fuck's a German muffin? Remember that? Just watch New Girl like that. It's so funny. They've been starting to air in reruns now.
That's how I got through Steven Universe so fast.
It's so funny.
It also made my productivity go down quite a bit, but that's okay.
Awesome makes everything go down.
You know, that's right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Except for the ladies, they don't go down.
Our prices have never been lower. Our rats are low, okay?
Now it's time for...
Superhero time.
Snake version. Superhero time from Slytherin.
Ninja. Common Rider Drive. Start your self-destruct.
Oh.
No. Start your defibrillator.
That's how I roll, son.
Chase needed a defibrillator.
He really did.
That thing Brian had?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder, bro.
Okay. So, the ninja was an interesting mix of the fact that they actually did something plot-related, but somehow still managed to make it dumb as fuck.
Oh, my God.
That sums that up perfectly, honestly. Like, I'm like, okay, so QAmon's, like, starting her, I don't want to say takeover, because that's not the right term, but, like, plot is moving, and then it's like, oh, let's get stuck and run around for way too long and have dancing in the middle of this episode.
God, that was terrible. It was the worst thing to happen to humanity.
Oh, my God.
I was very upset about the dancing. I was like,
they were happy, peppy, whatever. The you know those people that were in the Fairly Odd Parents.
Now I'm thinking about the Bright and Shinies from Bubble Boy. Actually, to be honest.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
This is like the second or third time they've incorporated the ending dance into the show, and it's weird.
And, like, I like their plan of, hey, we can get into the daycare if we turn into toys, because then they won't recognize us as adults. Why don't you turn yourself into kids? Like, seriously. Did whatever Blue's name miss that day at not Hogwarts? Nogwarts? I don't... Like...
Nogwarts? Is that, like, just a like school full of people that really like eggnog?
That actually sounds amazing.
That sounds like it smells really bad.
It depends on how their cooling system works. Anyway, eggnog is still more interesting than the show, but still.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there were things that I didn't mind about the episode, but I can't remember what they are at this
any
time.
Any part with QAmon in the plot? That was nice.
Yeah, I did like the plot. I really enjoyed the plot.
The villains had their meeting in their shed. They operate out of. Actually, I think it's just a garage. Like, they practice in their parents' garage. Like, one time I just want to see, like, that gate lift up and then be like, Mom, come on. I'm trying to take over the world. Just, God.
Not today, baby.
Oh, my God.
He's got a sassy black mom. Wanted.
I like how.
Black man with sass. Big butt. Even bigger heart.
I forgot what the
I had to. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I forgot what the villain's name was. The
one. Oh, that's what it was. Hayabusa.
Hayabusa-kun.
Oh, yeah.
The monster. Hayabusa-kun became a monster and fought them.
It was like the dark and gritty reboot of Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh boy, I want to see what's the older general guy was like, oh, so you are a shinobi. I'm like, dude, she has been using phrases with jutsu in it since the start of the show. Where have you been?
I would more so be questioning the ninjas who just say that for everything. They're like, eating breakfast technique. I'm like, come on now. Let's just stop.
Oh, God, that one episode where they had to, like, out-lawyer.
I'm trying not to think about it, Brian. Please don't say it.
That one villain. Kasumi just, like, said that after every phrase.
He's going to say it. Oh.
What am I saying?
You reminded me of the episode. I was blocking that out. Oh.
Like, it was every other sentence. That was it.
Anyway. Like, it was just, it was really bad.
I'm hoping that we can get some, like, Monsters of the Week that aren't total jokes.
Yeah.
Because, like I said earlier, the plot parts were fine. Like, I was happy that they're actually remembering that there was small traces of plot early in the show. And that they're actually bringing them to light again. But then, like, the actual, like, theme of the episode was just really stupid.
It really was. It was, like, just a weird mix. It was, I really didn't like it, other than the fact that they at least are moving somewhere, but they had to do it in the most ninja way possible.
Accurate. I did like Hayabusa's design, though.
Yeah, I like the big eagle on his head. I like how he has his own sword and shuriken. I'm like, what's going on there?
I have no idea.
He bought them at the, you know, where they sell, like, Asian stuff.
The bootleg China shop that's in, like, every mall.
Exactly, and they all smell
like ours got shut down because they were selling marijuana.
Ours would be encouraged for that.
Right?
Sounds like something Kevin's gas stations would do.
Probably.
They do sell samurai swords.
I love the signs at one of my Asian stores that says, "You break, you buy." Like, it's so Asian.
It's so Asian. Like, and then Zeran will go buy all the bootlegs and review them. Because that's what he does. Zeran's fucked up in the head. But yeah, I'm actually really glad we're getting plot finally, because I'm like, this show's gone, what, like 30 episodes without plot?
Yeah, this was episode 26, and we're just now getting back to it, so.
We're 26 episodes, and you could fit all the plot into about 5 minutes of one episode.
Pretty much, that's what I feel, too.
Like, it's so stupid.
The good thing about being so far into the series, though, is we're just that much closer to scans of next year's Sentai.
We should be getting the copyright pretty soon.
I'm excited.
Like, that was, but just the copyright will be more exciting.
But, you know, I kind of like the explanation of, like, yeah, no, it's not that your dad's a retarded. His ninja powers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was actually kind of neat.
Yeah, that was. That was, like, it was, like, literally the last second that was neat. They're like, trash, neat.
I'm like, I actually have a plot going. Hold on, let's get this going here.
I like how the dad, like, doesn't even know. Like, he just.
He's never around, no one can tell him. Pretty soon it's just gonna be like a Trini, Jason, and Zach situation.
He always has his back turned to the camera, he gets dubbed over.
Exactly, and then he'll be like, he stole your powers. No way!
Uncle Grandpa!
Give me back my powers. No way.
I'm the OG Red Ranger.
Uncle Grandpa is the OG Red Ranger. Move over, Austin St. John. He's the UG Uncle Red Grandpa. Ranger. Oh, yes. That's about all I got.
I like the fox henchmen.
Oh yeah, the just
got little fox masks.
People in ninja outfits, like, with fox.
I just kind of like them. They're neat.
They remind me of the little ninja guys from Forza.
Yeah, and they were all like, yeah. What does the fox say?
This was clearly a Forza tribute episode.
It was.
What does the fox say?
No.
The fox says no. I'm getting
flashbacks because of that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Beautiful.
Like George is just going to go find a weapon to come beat me with.
Nah. That takes too much effort.
Oh,
is it
good.
Difficult or time consuming? Okay, should we move on to something
better?
What
you know what I got?
Nope. We're going way back.
No, my mother got it for me. She found this shirt, that Curious George shirt, where he's lounging around and it's just like all day, every day.
And, I have that.
Right. Well, that was the first thing I said. She shows me. I found this at the store. I thought it reminded me of you, and I see it, and I go, George has that shirt. My parents are like, what? Like, that's the initial reaction.
Matching outfits and like, oh no, shit. I can't go to Power Morph Con. I don't have fucking money. What the fuck am I thinking?
That's what our Morphicon trip the first time was we just all had matching outfits.
Are you guys Team Rocket?
We like that.
After a while,
outfit.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what we are. You got us.
I don't understand why it's cool to put my kids in matching outfits, but when me, Brian, and Dawson do it, we're weird.
We are an organization.
Trying to catch Pikachu.
Boy, I see a few Pikachu.
That's an oldie. That's an oldie. If we were all getting together at Morphicon again, we should have like made like little reward tickets. And every time someone called us Team Rocket, they would get one because they'd be better than Ash.
That's true. Jesus, like, you seem harmless. Oh my god, seriously. Now, Ash just killed everything. He killed the entire podcast.
Can we talk about that right now? Speaking of death.
Yeah, speaking of death.
Wait,
Chase is dead.
Wait a minute, I have one more thing to say.
He's got notes.
I like that they introduced the real villains of Ninja this week.
Kids?
Children.
Oh.
Who fucking destroy everything, and I want them all to die.
Just like that scene in Toy Story 3 where they're mashing the toys.
Oh my god. I have nightmares about that shit. Okay, sorry.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that reminds like, that's what I didn't mind. I felt like this episode was like a real-life version of Toy Story.
It kind of, like I said, Toy Story 4 is really lame, but like that whole scene did kind of remind me of the daycare.
Real life Toy Story.
James Earl Jones? Do you have the meats?
No.
Now I just really want Arby's.
Me too.
Fucking J.E.J.
Jedge. Goddamn Jedge.
I wonder if anyone calls him that.
What?
J.E.G. or Jedge, either or.
I heard that Brian likes boners.
I like Chase boners.
Who doesn't?
He sets the Roy mute.
Chase gives me boners.
Well, Chase, okay, first of all, I want to point out that multiple news sites that I like on Facebook spoiled Chase's death, and no one bats an eye, but they like talk about casting news for Dino Charge, and like the entire house is brought down. I just think that's funny.
Like, I was thinking about that when all the like flipping out about spoilers and Dino Charge was happening. I was like, do you guys follow Sentai or Kamen Rider at all? Like,
yeah.
The entire month gets spoiled in a day.
Yeah, because they post all the summaries. And then, like, one episode summary says, like, something about like the end of Chase, and then the very next summary says with Chase now deactivated. Like,
like even with like the scans, like they'll put up the pictures real big, or they'll even like, you know, put headlines up, and it's like no one even cares. But this one's like, there's gonna be a Gold Ranger. Well, he's kind of urine colored, but still, like, it's not a spoiler. Like, seriously, our suit looks awful. It's an embarrassment.
We need to have a discussion about graphite arms.
I saw the suit, like, 6 months ago during filming. And
did you see them pee on it?
I knew
the episode called Golden Shower.
It was fucking insane. I was, like, prepared for it, and I, like, had, like, holy water and a cross, and, like...
I didn't see this. I haven't seen this suit.
Yeah, they just fly to France real quick. Just go with Leslie and Ben.
I hate the French. That's where Oki's from.
Where Oki? We spent too much money on macaroons. Anyway, but yeah, that's a thing that I think is funny. Like, I would consider that to be more of a major spoiler than casting news. Like, seriously, my feed is filled with various casting news. Like, oh, so-and-so cast as Damian Dark. Spoiler alert. God. Can't even believe that creepy guy from Desperate Housewives is Damian Dark.
I can't believe that you're not Damian Dark.
Yeah, he was. It threw me for a loop, but I seen
him
in
the
Arrow
trailer.
But he was what?
But that Brian's not Damian Dark?
He's the villain in Ballblart 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Spoilers! God, you guys are the worst. The whole show's ruined now.
Wait. How have you not seen Paul Blart 2 yet? How have you not seen this masterful film? What is wrong with you?
I've been really busy.
You've been too busy for Paul Blart 2?
Yes.
The fuck are you doing that you're too busy for Paul Blart 2?
I've basically been living in Mystic Falls and Beach City at the same time.
Are you just having like a marathon jerk-off session in your bedroom for the past 6 weeks?
Yeah, how I just told you. I've been in Mystic Falls. Just like, I thought I just confirmed that.
Like, how do you not have seen Paul Blart 2? Brian, I think we need to kick him out of the call. I don't approve of this. This is just upsetting.
He was flicking his humanity switch.
That explains why he hadn't seen Paul Blart 2. He's inhuman.
He had the fish
connected.
Oil.
That's like the new humanity switch all-purpose cure. You don't even need someone to try to kill Matt. It's
we're
just
too
fine.
Cool for Terrigen bombs. We're going to use fish oil.
Awesome, I'm disappointed.
Okay. So, anyway, on to the real drive. Didn't know.
All.
Just say no, always live yes. Wait, that's not right. No, never live. Okay. Even if you didn't know that Chase was dying, like, the writing was on the wall from, like, the typical, like, moments. It's kind of like when Lady Pope was like, I want kids, and then she got killed 15 minutes later. It was like you knew she just signed her death warrant because this one was like, look, we're going to do poses in friendship. No, they, like, two specific transformation sequences, like, one with the three main writers, and then you got one with all three writers and the two Roy Mutes, and I'm like, yep, definite, he's dead. And
was,
I just want
to... It was beautiful, though, to watch all that, like, I love
the most tragic thing of all of this is that they never once used that go-kart formation properly. Not
oh my God.
Once. Now they're just going to have to load Chase's, like, dead body Weekend at Bernie's it in order to get it right. Like, I think it's just ashes at this point, so I don't know, but...
Just a little urn, and you have to hope that Jinky
so
doesn't pee in it.
I have to bring this up. Didn't we see his core explode the first time he died?
I don't think we did. I think it was just, like, an explosion in the air, and then he was under a freeway like a hobo.
Do you remember when the first time he died was?
No.
It was when Drive killed him. I mean, you know.
Well, yes,
the third brainwashing.
It was right after Formula debuted.
Yeah, because he was like, "It's time, finally, you have to die," and then he just knocked him into the underpass. Let's see. And then what's her face found him and was like, "Medic, quick, McCarr doctor," and then got it.
McCarr doctor.
Look.
I'm sorry, did you say McCarr doctor?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Is that like the McDreamy version of cars?
Yes. I'm now picturing the Mad Doctor car with like tiny little hair on it. Like, not like tiny hairs you can't see, but like a tiny little toupee that looks like McDreamy's hair.
Just a little cutout of Patrick Dempsey's head.
Patrick Dempsey's face on the front of it as it like drives around. That'd be spectacular. Rumble Dump is McSteamy. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah, found it. All right, let's see. That's episode 22. And I'm speeding along.
Not very fast.
Get it? I hope. Drive.
All right. Type speaking.
Let's Take see. Yes.
It did explode.
We saw his core explode?
Yeah.
But how was he alive?
He's gonna come back.
Yeah, cause Driven just said the core broke.
It's because he's three zeros. He's O's. He can't die.
You can't just say stuff. Or did we see it, or did he just say it?
No, like he fucking trailer hose.
he sicked his trailer hose on him.
Mash and chaser, like, get blasts off, and then he goes, boom! And then you hear that little sound of a core, and to the right of the big explosion, you just see, poo!
Brilliant sound effect.
So the secondary explosion, and then it cuts back to Formula just looking up at the sky, and he says, the core broke? And Belto sounds like, looks like we won, motherfucker.
So what you're saying is he has a Gilbert ring, but for Roymie?
Yes, he's got a Gilbert ring for Roymie. That is exactly what I'm saying.
But he comes back less evil instead of more evil.
It's kind of the opposite. It's because he's a roid muse, so it kind of works in reverse.
But then how would he end up being so alive then? Like, when Brain got exploded and his core was fine, like, he had to wait for medics to give him a body, but this dude gets full body and, like, leather suit, like, laid out for him.
It's probably because he's Proto-Zero. He's probably just got some special voodoo powers.
Okay. Gilbert ring. But I kind of hope he doesn't come back, because I hate it when the deaths mean nothing.
Yeah.
Like on the Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Where they literally killed off their entire cast in the fifth season, except for, like, one person. but, like, because it was such a well-done death, and it was emotional.
It was. I'd be perfectly fine with him not coming back.
Like, if he does, I want it to be, like, a really good explanation.
It should have been go.
we'll get to that.
Well, my thing, you know, is that I was upset they died. Like, I would love him to come back because I want to hug him and love on him. But then you have that whole death has no meaning thing. But I love Chase. And I like how he just hands him his driver's license and signal bike, and it's like, my human friends gave me these. So my human friends gave me these. I don't want them to burn up in the fire. Even though you're not my friend, take them anyway.
Like, look, I know that I'll never be your friend, but I just want to tell you I'm a better person than you, because I can forgive, and you're a dick. Here's my license. Peace.
Peace, bro.
Peace, I love that he
runs.
He got to use the machine chaser system one more time.
Yeah.
Like, I was wondering about that. I'm like, all right, so the chaser stuff's dead, but, like, can he still use that? Because I was sort of confused, because when he first transformed, like, it transformed through chaser. I'm like, so was it upgraded? But I'm like, oh, he still has it. That's cool. That was a nice little, like, final thing for him.
It was a final thingy.
Like, he's full on, using the chaser system, he's, like, full on using a whole other system as a weapon, which I think is kind of cool. Badass.
Yep.
See what else happened in the
masterful penis.
Bono's taking over the headquarters place to make
that guy's a douchebag.
I forgot what his name was.
Oh, his guy that got like shot, yeah. Or like pipes fell on him or something.
Highest.
I forgot about him. Wait, what? He got 12?
He like he was like the good version of the Reverse Flash. Like, he got up out of his wheelchair, but he did good shit.
And he did good instead of evil. He got up out of his wheelchair and he didn't kill Cisco. Because he didn't know who Cisco was. But,
well, you don't know that for sure. He might know who Cisco
is. He probably watches The Flash. Like, who isn't watching The Flash?
Yeah.
We conveniently had the spare garage.
Like, well, but I totally forgot about him, which is funny because, like, all of the early summaries kind of mentioned him a lot and, like, the death – or what we thought was the death of his partner and, like, all this stuff. And then he showed up at the beginning of the series and then I think, like, once near the middle. And then that was it.
He showed up twice, I think.
And what a wimp. It has his leg still not healed. Like, come on. Get over it. Like, seriously.
Exactly.
But still, it was kind of a nice little touch in a way, even though it was kind of convenient since their command center got bloated up. What else happened?
Yeah, they went total. They went full on PR and just blew up their command center. But then they're like, oh, we have a backup. Alpha built the spare command center, blow the original one. Oh, okay.
Just walk through the...
I really hope Chase's death means something. Like, Bono's driver is broken or something.
Yeah.
Because I don't want like the dust to clear and gold drive.
Don't want like a Vegeta situation on your hands. Like, I will sacrifice my life, and then 4 seconds later, Blungly! God damn it! Poor Vegeta. Yeah, I thought you meant like the people remember. I'm like, oh, that guy, whatever. Well, we know Mach's gonna get a new form where he just puts on Chase's pants. Like, he basically just puts him up like Urkel style, and then puts his top on. And we get, what, Mock Chase? Mace? I do carry Mace.
Mace would do.
Drive just became Big Mama's house.
He's going to have a purple lightsaber? Sweet.
Wait, what? Oh, I just got it. You know.
Oh, Mace.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
But this was a really good episode of Drive overall. It was a really good end for Chase. It was just a lot of really good moments of them working together and Hart and Medic working with them. And
well, and then they almost – I don't know if it's true or not, but they make it look like Medic is going to die next episode. And I'm probably. Sitting here like, can we just have an episode where someone doesn't die?
I'm like, this is death the show. Brain dies, like, Chase dies.
They're trying to catch up to Gaim all at once.
Like, Go like, dies by the end of it. Shinosuke's the only person still alive.
And it's so brutal how little fucks Bono gave about killing his own son. He was like, I'm just gonna kill my first experiment. Whoa. I'm like, somebody had sex with this dude twice. I think the real villain of the story is their mom.
Well, and then he that's even worse, is he's like, I'm going to kill you first. Ah, my son, like, I'm going to kill you first. You're the worst thing I ever created. Like, well, that just makes you a dick.
I mean, to be that's fair, Go can be pretty bad, so I get it. But still, that's pretty brutal. I did like how he was laughing at his plan. Like, I thought it was going to be more elaborate than that.
Man, your plan sucks. You obviously didn't go to good villain school.
That was a moment of silence for Chase.
Okay.
Wait, did we just do Lion King? What's happening?
I was doing the sad dog commercial.
Oh. Dear God. That's what Leslie uses to get pumped up before the marathon. Sarah Block is going to be so pumped. This episode is just chock full of Parks and Rec references.
Good.
Parks and references.
Oh, God, here he goes.
I'm in no ways being sidetracked with a Pokemon trailer.
The puns never stop.
A trailer for what?
This new phone game.
Hashtag fame. Fame. No,
this looks amazing.
I was like, I thought you were going to be like, I'm no way sidetracked by these people in the lobby.
No, there's no one here.
Or is there?
Just could me look like I'm talking to myself.
That's okay.
All right, anything else to say about Drive before we move on?
It was really fun, and I liked it.
Brilliant. I like how much better it's gotten since they changed it.
I liked how the inside of the Jungle Pride Megazord emerged from the ground to destroy everyone with horrible CGI.
Those stupid pillar things have been in the opening since episode one.
Yeah.
And I never understood them until now. I'm like, okay.
That took a while to pay off. It was like the scene where they were running to save Orion on the beach that was in the beginning of Super Mega Force. Like, why are they just on the beach running? I always just assume they're running to the command center since they, like, obliterated teleportation, like, years ago. Now, even though right. It makes more sense now for that technology.
Yep.
That's so dumb. Like, how the hell did 1993 figure that out? But we can't. Well, let's get in the Jeep. Well, come on. Can we just teleport? The only person that's allowed to run to their base is the Flash, because it makes sense.
Because now it's time for ramble, ramble, ramble time.
More exciting. So, speaking of more exciting, Pokemon.
Pokemon, so y'all should watch this.
This was about the Pokeball episode, right?
Watch it.
But the anime was about Pokeball, right?
Yes.
I'm remembering what it was about.
Because it sparked the whole Twitter rant I had about how Ash can't recognize Team Rocket ever. And it was really stupid and I hated it.
Well, you know what's funny is that they very rarely, in the history of the whole show, show Pokeballs other than, like, the default Pokeball. I think they did a little bit of stuff with Acorns and, like, the GS Ball. What's in it? Tell us! like, years ago. But, like, we've never really seen Ultra Balls or Great Balls. And
I always figured they, like, didn't exist.
Yeah, me too.
Like, Ultra Balls and Great Balls.
Like, so... I think maybe the Master Ball made it at one point, like, but it might have been in the movie. But I don't know what's happening. People are just, like, checking the GPS, our GPS. But, like, I actually think that the Team Rocket stuff was just continued stupidness. But, like, I actually would have been interested in an episode. Holy crap, that's cool. You can just catch Pokemon in real life. Whoa.
This game is the closest I'll get to ever fulfilling my wildest fantasies.
Gotcha!
About Pokemon. Go on, gotcha.
That's so cool. But anyway, we're trying to not be distracted. I actually would have been sort of interested to see an episode set in, like, one of those factories and, like, possibly explain the different kind of Pokeballs in the anime or something, as opposed to another episode of Team Rocket trying to steal Pokemon.
Or how Pokeballs work.
Exactly, like, they're like, you get to see the inside of a Pokeball. I'm like, cool. And then they put him into a room and be like, well, they got Pikachu. I was like, god damn it. Like, it was frustrating because they had actually a legitimately interesting setup for an episode. And I think it's sad that I would have been pretty interested to see them explain the science of Pokeballs compared to what they usually do. Look at this. Like, I just want to do this just for the sheer crazy factor of people wondering what the hell I'm doing. These attractive people aren't accurate of the Pokemon fan base.
I don't know. I go to a lot of tournaments. There's some pretty hot ones.
Why is this quality on this trailer so crap? It says HD, but it looks like it's pixelated.
It's you. You're the pixelation.
No, I don't want to be Adam Sandler.
Does anyone really?
No, not even Adam Sandler. That's why he tried to play a woman in that one movie, and then it was just like a worse Adam Sandler. She was like, no. Now Mewtwo's fighting Pikachu. If it was Ash's Pikachu, it would probably win and then lose to a Snivy 2 minutes later. Gotcha.
So what they're watching right now is this trailer for their Pokemon's doing this like press conference thing. And they just announced this new Android and iPhone game called Pokemon Go. And it's basically... Google had this game called, I think, Ingress. That was an augmented reality game of some sort. I don't actually know the premise of the game. But This is basically like a Pokemon version of that. Like, you turn the app on and it uses your camera, obviously, and you just kind of wander around and you can find Pokemon in your surroundings and then capture them and then battle and trade, and it looks really, really cool.
It is really cool. The worst part about it, though, is it's coming 2016. I thought it was going to say tomorrow, so I'm just...
coming right now.
Yeah, like, that's what should have happened. Like, with
that
the Fallout
game. That
happens
a lot for iPhone games. They're like, it is available now on the App Store.
That's what they did with Fallout Shelter, and then you just forget about it. And
accurate.
So, that's what they should do. My poor people are just sitting there, like, churning the water up, being like, collect it! I think I probably left someone in the wasteland. They're dead. But they wouldn't be dead if they had this Pokemon game to keep them entertained. So, Falling Skies. No. I actually almost felt bad that I was not really that upset it wasn't on this week.
Yeah, well, like, the last season was just really...
Yeah, so really, I was like,
I don't feel bad for it being gone.
And there was no Fear of the Walking Dead. So, like, I think the only other... like exciting ramble time thing that happened was Arrow season 4 trailer came out, and okay, it looks really cool. Where's the Flash trailer though? There was like a slightly expanded 30-second TV spot that I saw yesterday when I was watching iZombie rerun.
Was that one about Gay Jarek?
Yeah, it was with Gay Jarek in it. And he's like, portals, and they're like, ah! But the Arrow one was like the actual trailer, and there's all kinds of cool stuff in it. I mean, we saw like a promo image, but we got to see Dignito in action. And a lot of people are complaining about it, but I'm pretty okay with it. Like, I kind of assumed it was going to be a helmet. Like, I don't know what else he would have worn. I couldn't see him wearing a hoodie. It would just seem racist. I don't know why. But I'm kind of okay with it. What about you guys? Wait.
That was the sound of me dying.
Is there a toilet happening?
No, it's the ice machine. I'm right next to the vending area. What were we talking about?
Diggle's helmet. Yeah.
I don't like the helmet because it blocks his sexy face.
It's a brilliant answer. 10 out of 10.
It looks kind of like a big brain. Like... a big metal brain, and then there's this, like, weird visor that comes down. It's almost like the Adam's helmet, where, like, it shouldn't have that visor.
See, I think that, like, the Adam's helmet should have the visor, but it should cover his face.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It looks completely dumb, because he looks like Marshpelow with his face sticking out of it. But, like... yeah, because I noticed, like, in one scene, it looked like he's got, like, a Power Ranger, like, visor coming down, like, Ninja Storm, but then, like, in others, I don't mind it. Like, I'm not sure what else people were expecting them to do. Like, I kind of assumed it would be a helmet or just a mask. I didn't think it was going to be anything really elaborate. I kind
of
wonder...
Yeah. I like it. I like the rest of the outfit more, but the wig is just okay.
I kind of wonder... Wait. That would have been even better. Like, just like a long blonde wig, or like, what if he wore a different wig every outing?
The Rocker Wilson wig.
Like, oh my god, that would be amazing. Or just like a giant, like, wiggle. Afro. Wiggle.
Always gonna get back the canary.
Always gonna get back and discover that he's renamed the team the Diggles.
Oh man.
But, yeah, so that was there. There was not really any new suit. We got to see, like, you know, in sort of in action, a few seconds of the Green Arrow suit, which I still think looks awesome.
Yep.
We're going to actually see repercussions of Thea's trip. She's going to – I think what it actually is she's just not used to air being cut off from her midriff this long. So she's actually losing it. That's probably the real story behind that there. And we got to see – a couple seconds of dead Sarah, which the resurrection scene looks way creepier than Legends of Tomorrow's. Is so glamorous, and she's like super hot, and this one's like, aah! I'm like, oh god, like that's like waking up like super early in the morning, but like way more painful. And I found my Halloween costume. I'm just gonna get a green hoodie and go as retirement Ollie. It's gonna be super easy. It's like I already have the red hoodie, so I can just go as Roy season 2. So, like, all these outfits just work. But I'm pretty excited. I think it looks really good.
Yeah. I don't have that much more to say. You said
you guys are just so good at conversing. It's just like this back and forth. I say stuff, you say yeah. Ryan sits there stoically. Kevin drools on my shoulder. It's like friendship, you know?
I'm sorry, I'm reading about the Pokemon game.
Damn it, Brian. Now you're talking about being wet on Twitter, and it's not even about Diggle.
Well, that's just always, so.
But bottom line is, I'm excited, so.
Me there. Too. I'm
the only one. I just want I want a full Flash trailer. Like, I'm surprised it didn't come out the day after or the same day, the Flash trailer, which is kind of weird.
It was because of Stephen Amell was at Dragon Con, and they premiered it there.
Oh, okay. And Stephen Amell just made it happen with his Stephen Amell powers.
Grant Gustin needs to be at Dragon Con, too.
Yeah, Grant Gustin's supposed to be doing things faster.
On Dragon Con?
There was a little tiny trailer for Supernatural 2, which is just like lots of screaming and darkness.
You know, lots of screaming, lots of hooks in the face.
Like, the trailer of having, like, Sam's face being pulled and screaming with blood in the very next scene, Dean answering the phone, Ghostbusters, like, sums up Supernatural's tone.
Exactly. Like,
perfectly.
And then so. Crowley with a preacher outfit on?
Classic Crowley. and, but Castiel with hybrid eyes, I don't know what's going on there, but...
Yeah!
I'm looking forward to this season. I don't think there's any other trailers. Oh, there was a bit, like a very small amount compared to Arrow's, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. teaser, where like Sky's going by Daisy now. So that's a thing.
And then Flash looks like a crazy Native American shadow. He looks like he's wearing like an ugly headdress.
He's the gritty reboot of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Like, I couldn't take it seriously. Super like, shadow. Darkness is coming. I'm like, what is with that guy's Sonic hat that we used in our RR announcement? Like, what's happening? Remember those Sonic hats?
Yeah. How did I
get...
That was the thing.
Sorry. Can't resist mimicking the snoring.
Well, because, yeah, some of them only go to the second
floor. It's people.
Featuring a cameo by Stranger.
This is a fun episode.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
Okay, should we move on to the greatest piece of trash of all time?
Sure.
Okay, superhero shit. This movie is pretty terrible. I'm not gonna lie.
It's the worst Tyson ever.
Like...
The only thing I enjoyed about this movie was seeing Yuto and Deneb. That was it.
Yep. And they were way too good in this about movie. 3 minutes.
Like, it was kind of fun seeing Ichigo and Nigo get the shit kicked out of them. And
that's
like,
true.
I always mention about how, you know, how shit the old suits look compared to the new ones, but this is like an even more good example because Nigo or Sango's suit is like an updated version. Like, it looks like what they should do to theirs is essentially just make them the first and the next ones if they're going to keep using them. But even more so than the writer suits, they need to stop using the old Showa villain suits.
yes.
The monster ones look embarrassing, but even worse are the human ones of, like, the Nazi. They look like a bunch of, like, second-rate, like, war reenactors. Like, it just does not fit. Like, I don't know. I cannot take it remotely seriously when you have these guys in these really weird-looking World War II suits and next to, like, a piece of cottage cheese that's melting that was, like, the Showa Rangers, Showa Riders. It's just, I cannot take it seriously. And we keep putting them in these movies. It's the worst. I missed when they just put the Imagines in all the movies. Can we just do that again instead?
I miss them.
We had 1 out of 6. We're almost there.
Yeah. So, like, I know I always complain about that, but I just thought in particular about the monsters this time. I'm like, can we at least not use the monsters or stop using Shocker? They're so non-threatening. They're henchmen Squeak, for God's sake.
I still don't understand the plot.
Thing with suckers on it again, I'm going to scream.
The green thing?
Yeah, the green thing with the suckers on it that looks like the worst... like STD infection in all of history.
That's
before
just this
you got
movie.
To the, before you got to the STD part, I was just thinking about the worst from Ben 10 covered in green suckers.
That's ultimate the worst. But like what else? Like, this movie just frustrated me so much. Like I never really liked these movies, but like the whole last half with the freaking race and then the people on the crosses, I'm like, oh my god, this is awful. It was just so crosses terrible.
Like 3 times a year.
It was so terrible. And like
I
they could have made better use of
it. I don't get it.
Like, I think it loosely revolved around if Ichigo and Nigo had died. Oh, anyway, what was I rambling on about?
I don't know.
Oh, about the movie, the plot. I think it was essentially like Ichigo and Nigo had slammed the door in my face. If they had died, like, it affected history somehow, which... It's
but, I mean, how
so...
did that happen?
Because Sango killed him with his feet.
But, like, how did Sango exist? Like, who is he? Who's that
guy? It all created by Shocker. I don't know.
TV.
That's why it's so confusing, because Skype hates this movie. Hashtag Team Skype.
Skype doesn't want us to talk about this movie.
Thanks, Skype.
So as I was saying before they cut it off.
I don't even know. I don't get it. I didn't understand any of the... Why can I hear myself now?
Well, you know, hearing... I can hear myself right now, too.
Oh, there's echoes going on.
I can see Russia from my house.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's... All of these movies... I mean, it's kind of... I hate to sound like a broken record, but... The plots are just terrible, and there's so many... The continuity is so fucked up with Ryder.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this on Twitter, which is super annoying because DK opened up that whole multiverse idea and that there's all these different infinite universes, which pretty much exists in most different kinds of superhero-type shows. So that really could have worked in the favor of doing movies like this and, you know, making things that aren't really canon to the main show but kind of having fun with it, but... The one time we used DK to drive these movies, he sucked too. So, like, it's just always so convoluted, and it always revolves around Shocker, which is super annoying. And we waste these cameos. I thought this was actually one of the better lineups of returning people with Fize and Wangaren.
Yeah.
He was totally out of character. He didn't even get fooled, like, 5 seconds later. He didn't even take a seaweed bath. 10 out of 10 would not bang. That's wrong opposites. Anyway. But and then like Xeranos and stuff, and it would have been great to see them be put to good use. And like I also mentioned this on Twitter, is that it's no fun seeing them back because most of the time they're not even really the characters you like. They're just there as like window dressing. Like Fi's kind of had a couple of moments of his apathy, and then Denim and had a few little moments. But it was like they're mostly not even really the characters, and like any fun I would have from them being back would be seeing them interact with each other and with like the current cast, and it's all like they're just there. And I didn't understand, like Sango was like, I regret killing people, and then he's like, no, I'm evil, and then he's like, no, I want to redeem myself. And like, I'll admit there was a couple times I wasn't paying attention because I was tweeting back at people about how terrible this movie is. And like, I just look back at the screen and everyone's fighting and I don't know why. I don't remember when Kuga got there. And then like the Phoenix Phantom's there and like the Showa suits. I'm like, how the hell did all of these people get here? Like, and why are they all here? Like, I just distinctly remember that snapshot of Kuga and Phoenix Phantom and like the wart guy and like, what the hell? Seriously.
I'm really curious if my recording software is picking up this echo because it's driving me nuts.
I'm not hearing anything.
I know it's on my end.
Oh. Whoa, wait, say something again.
What?
George, say something.
Hello?
Okay. He sounded funny for a second.
That's just George.
That's me. Okay. I sound funny all the time. I sound like a dying leprechaun. That's what some kid... That was what I wanted to say in my one-ups. A kid ran up to me in ShopRite the other day, pulled on my leg, and said, "You sound like a dying leprechaun!" And ran off.
Where the hell do you live?
Kill this kid. And I have no clue what he meant. Well, I sound like a dying leprechaun. I got that, but...
It was he in league with the kid that like told Chris like, "What if I died?" Like, is that the same?
Oh my god! Worked
together, like they probably both happened at the same time. It's all connected. This movie sounded like a dying leprechaun. Like, I'm feeling like I've given up on any hope of these movies ever really doing anything good, just frustrating.
It did kill Go.
Yeah. That's true. They did kill him. So that's how you know that's not really canon, except it goes back to the canon world. It's like, I don't know.
Like, Go is still dead, but that the ending of the movie leads right into the Yon Go special.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're explaining all the stuff with Go in the Yon Go special, I think. So I have no idea.
Like, these movies aren't even really canon to the show, so it doesn't really matter. It's just, like, it's so frustrating how these people come out of a room. It's okay. And, like, I want to know what the actors think. Like, I love when they interviewed Tsukasa's actor, and he's like, I have no idea what the script said. It was very confusing, and they just told me to perm my hair and put pointy shoes on, and I showed up. It's funny because I think, oddly enough, one of the ones that I actually thought got parts, or one of the ones that I think got better parts was actually Tyson Z, because at least they had some pretty funny character interactions, which is funny because I felt like that was the B-moviest of all of them in terms of who they got. Like, exactly. It was so random. But, like, they actually had bits that I liked. Like, I can never remember if it was Guy or Beast that, like, called one of the Metal Riders a candy bar. And, like, stuff like that.
Was Beast.
Yeah, that sounds like Beast. But, like, this movie, out of all of them, I think was severely lacking in any really good interactions. Like, even Rider Tyson, which I didn't really like either, had a couple of funny interactions. And also, like, a good interaction, actually, between Fize and one of the old guys that showed up. Which was, like, totally spoiled 5 seconds later by them fighting for really no substantial reason. I'm getting the echo.
No, the echo.
Echo.
There was this weird noise that came in for a second. Now it's gone. But I can't really remember the original movies so much. But even the other movies at least had a couple of small moments, at least, of like, hey, that was kind of funny between two characters. But this one I think was for the most part lacking in any of those funny parts. It seemed kind of like boring and dreary.
Yeah. I had to stop and, like, I watched the second half, like, a day later because I was so frustrated. There was nothing going on. And I'm sick of, like, these alternate timeline plots that aren't good alternate timeline plots. It's just, like,
They could theoretically do something good. Like I said, DK had opened it up that they could probably do something neat or something. Like, I loved the Foundation X setup with Double and O's, which could have been used for, like, a running plot through those movies. Because, like, all of those writers from, like, Double through Fours, they kept showing up in each other's, and they could have had a running plot. They could have set something similar up here with, like, the original Superhero Tyson and actually had some sort of cohesive plot. It's not impossible, but they're just all a mess. Like, they're all planned within, like, a day. Which is super frustrating. And then you have stuff like, you know, the first ones were Superhero Tyson with both Sentai and Rider, and last year they just straight up went for Kamen Rider Tyson. And this one's called Superhero Tyson, but there's only Sentai in it for, like, one second.
And it's the worst part of the movie.
There's pretty much no context for it except for me yelling at myself from the past somehow. It's like it just completely added to how terrible the movie was to just have that sudden moment of
Takaharu's here.
It's just like it was like I'm already sad and then he just shows up. Man, who knows what the next one's gonna be? And like I said, the racing thing I thought was really dumb. Like, I get the whole, hey, Sango had a car, just, like, drive, but just use it for a couple of car fight sequences or something. I don't know. We don't need to have a race. And then, like, Everyone else is using bikes, so it doesn't even matter.
Two assholes had cars, and everyone else had motorcycles.
So, like, it defeated the purpose, because they could have just had the same plot with everybody on their motorcycles. Did anybody else besides me notice how Sango's car looks like the race car from The Little Rascals?
No.
Am I the only one that's seen The Little Rascals?
I've seen
well,
it.
Well, I've seen Little Rascals, but...
You know, the blur? Like, I just noticed that. I'm like, how has no one brought this up? This is, like, eerie. Sango is Alfalfa confirmed. Oh, man. It's a waste, too, because I actually kind of like Sango's suit.
Me, too.
All right. I think that about, is there anything else left to say? Nope.
Not really. Oh, I like the feathers. Of all the random shit, like, I don't know why there was feathers, but I like feathers.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Every time Sango walked on screen, there was feathers.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Like, black feathers, and then there was white feathers, and it just reminded me of the scene in Gaim. Where, like, they destroy the pillow factory.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I didn't even notice that. Like, there were definitely parts where I just wasn't paying attention. That was, like, when I watched, like, Die Ranger or G-Ranger, and I'd pop YouTube up and then, like, pop Tumblr up and go over to Tumblr and be like, if it's an earshot, I watched it, even if I can't understand what they're saying.
Yep.
Okay. So now it's time for...
Final things. MP3.
Final things. I have a thingy, and it's not final.
N3P. Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the interest of time this week, because of our situation, we're skipping Tweet Tweet Motherfucker, so just keep sending in your questions, and we'll wrap up, but we're putting off another week because of hotel situations. So look forward to that sometime soon for like two or three people that understand Teen Wolf here.
Yay!
You sound like a dying leprechaun. And scene.
I just want to go eat nachos.